I turn around. A man is standing in front of me, and I swear I've seen him before. But how can that be? Who would I know in Gaddingston? His dark eyes examine me from top to bottom.
Maybe you're looking for the door handle?
He asks. Now it sinks in, and I laugh freely. No, I reply. Not at the moment. He frowns.
So you're looking for your classroom. What grade are you in?
Again I laugh. There appears to be a misunderstanding. I'm not a pupil, I'm a teacher. The man looks at me, dumbfounded.
And do you expect me to believe that?
I admit I do look pretty young, and strictly speaking, it hasn't been that long since I was a student myself. The drawback to my youthful looks is that it's hard for anybody to take me seriously. I start to explain this, but luckily my salvation comes in the form of an older gentleman rushing toward me. He looks quite elegant with his graying temples and light-colored suit.
You must be Miss Koenig,
the older gentleman says.
I've been looking for you. Welcome to our school. Did you have a nice trip? How are your accommodations? Come along, I'll show you to the language department's teacher's lounge. Your colleagues are looking forward to meeting you.
He takes me by the elbow and leads me away. I look over my shoulder. I really would like to know the name of the man who helped me at the train station and what he's doing here, but he has disappeared. As it turns out, the older gentleman is Mr. Henley, the head of the modern languages department. He brings me to a small teacher's lounge where I meet the other language teachers. They shake my hand or nod at me pleasantly. I'm paired with a German language teacher who will show me the ropes. I follow her into a classroom where there are 30 children dressed in blue, light blue, and yellow. They're trying their best to master the German language. I'm hopeful that I'll eventually be able to take over the entire one-hour lesson myself. After the class ends, we return to the teacher's lounge, where we find Mr. Henley waiting for me. Next to him is a young woman with very rosy cheeks and smooth, black, bobbed hair.
This is Katrine,
Mr. Henley introduces us.
She hails from Brittany and is the assistant teacher for French.
Katrine and I look at one another, and we hit it off instantly. She's shy, but her smile is warm and friendly. I think we both feel a little overwhelmed by everything. Neither of us knows exactly what's expected of us and whether we'll succeed in our work or be happy doing it. Mr. Henley is responsible for looking after us, so he seems to know.